Democrats are hearing from some of their party's biggest names tonight. The Democratic National Convention began today in Boston, kicking off the process of officially nominating Massachusetts Senator John Kerry to challenge President Bush in the fall election. Many Democrats are still smarting from the 2000 election, a point driven home tonight by former Vice President Al Gore. He spoke about the lessons of that election.
Take it from me, every vote counts. In our democracy, every vote has power. And never forget that power is yours. Don't let anyone take it away from you or talk you into throwing it away. And let's make sure that this time, every vote is counted. Let's make sure that the Supreme Court does not pick the next president, and that this president is not the one who picks the next Supreme Court.
NPR's David Wellner joins us from the floor of the Democratic National Convention. And David, sounds like Vice President Gore was pretty well received tonight.
Indeed he was, Robert. There were repeated standing ovations for the former vice president. And there's a lot of affection for him. There was some disappointment when he did not end up in the White House, some disillusionment among Democrats. But he has really sort of rehabilitated himself with those people. He got a roaring response to some of those words that we just heard. He kicked this convention into really a higher gear. It's a convention that doesn't have a lot of deep divisions, differences to resolve during these 4 days. It's clear that they're looking for a new level of energy for going into the months that remain before the November election. And I think that Gore's speech really got them going in that direction.
Now, another headlining speaker whom the Democrats heard from tonight, while perhaps not so energetic as Al Gore, Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter, seemed actually to give the lie to the idea that there would be no Bush bashing at this convention. Tell us about his speech.
Well, he did not mention President Bush by name, but it was very clear when he said things such as, how can we lead if we have a president who misleads? He said it in a very genteel way, but everyone got it right away. And the crowd was not jumping to its feet with all of these lines, but there was there's a real respect for former President Carter. He went through a really bad patch in the 1980s. After losing after one term, and many blamed him for the Republican takeover of the White House. But since then, he's really restored himself with people here, a leader for human rights to this day. Mm-hmm. He mentioned human rights a couple times in his speech and got a good response from the crowd.
And he, in a pretty obvious dig, he said John Kerry, when he was called to serve, he showed up, and it was implied that perhaps President Bush did not. Who else is going to speak tonight, David? Who else will the Democrats hear from?
The Democrats are eagerly awaiting Senator Hillary Clinton, who is going to introduce her husband, former President Bill Clinton. And it's hard to tell who's going to get a bigger response from this crowd. Hillary Clinton is extremely popular among the people in this convention hall. But, of course, Bill Clinton remains by far the most magnetic figure of the Democratic Party.
Thank you, David. NPR's David Wellner speaking to us from the floor of the Democratic National Convention in Boston.